Yerushalmi Kalayim Daf Ayin Aleph. Gemara discusses, continuing with the Machlokes of Lezer and Rabbi Yochanan, Gemara discusses that Rabbi Lezer was the one who held that the reason why plowing is usher on Shvius, you over Malkus, on a field of Shvius, because of the fact that you are, we learn out from two of them malachos are asur. So if it includes all of them, the categories include all the things that even not mentioned, whether it's an asay or los asay, are all included in that same din of an isur shvius. So the Gemara questions, masnisa pliga Rav Elezer. Look how we have a brisa that's connected Rav Elezer. Connected Rav Elezer. Well, the halacha is, hishamalot is the lasay. The Torah says, the gabi the isur of to bring a carbon chutz le mikdash shamalotase. The Torah says beware not to be over an isur that you should not be over bring a carbon any place that you can't bring, which means the nasei means outside the makom hamikdash. The Torah says hishamalacha. Torah says in the pasuk pentale olasecha b'chamakom shetira, that to bring up an isur, to bring up a carbon any place you want. Would be an Isser to bring up anything outside the Makom HaMikdash. So therefore, you're over an Isser. And on that, the Torah says, Hisham Lecha Pen Losa, that over Losa say, that if you do that, you're over an Isser. Say, if you bring up a carbon outside the Makom HaMikdash, you're Chayev Elo Olav, you get Malkus. So the Gemara says, the Torah says over there both, you should bring up, and you should not do, you should do. So what's the halacha tell you? We have two mitzvahs asay. One, the halacha is yemachuv to be makriv in the Malkum and Mikdash, and two, that you have to go ahead and have to bring up the carbon there. So therefore, since the Torah says the halacha of both cases, in both the asay and halos asay, the chara, anything to do outside the Malkum and Mikdash, is both an asay and a halos asay. So two, it should be that the shechting the animal should also be considered asur, a asay and a halos asay, also in the Malkum and Chutz and Mikdash. In other words, even though the Torah only says Yishama lo sase, don't bring up, don't offer your animal, don't bring up a mock of your animal. It doesn't say anything about shechting the animal. But l'chayro, contra, the Bryce is telling you that l'chot applies in ase lo sase, that just like the ase, bring up outside is us, or both an ase lo sase, so too l'chayro shechting the animal should be considered both an ase and a lo sase as well, chutz l'mikdash. So that's what the lashon of the brayse is. So how does that? What does it do with Rav Elezer? The Gemara says, let's say according to the Torah, said the pasuk, you look, see if the Torah didn't say the halacha of the isur asay, it's an asay. L'avdafka the asay would be considered asay. According to Rav Elezer, we said the halacha asay lo sase applies to both cases. So therefore, halacha should be applied both cases here as well. The Torah should say both cases and asay lo sase should apply both cases. Torah doesn't have to mention both. Both apply asay lo sase. Here, the Torah doesn't say the asay lo sase. The brayse is telling us doesn't apply. So according to Rav Elezer, it should be included. The halacha should both be included. Over there, it doesn't seem to be included. The halacha of shechting up the animal, asay lo sase, should apply before. So why does the Torah tell you, according to Rav Elezer, why should the Torah have to tell you this halacha, this limud? So Gemara Latama, come out, Tema Gabi Shabbos. Don't you tell the halacha supply the Gabi Din Shabbos? Chafer, Charetz, Noatz. A Gabi Din Shabbos, a person dug a hole and made a furrow, or Noatz, or thrust something into the ground in one helamachas. Halacha, Enochai Mel, Enochai one, because both are all considered one Maisa. All considered actually one, even though Lamaisa, they're different acts, but they're all, but all are considered toldos of charish, of charatz, of plowing. So the kavasi, similar halacha applies. Person went and bought an animal carved outside the makom mikdash, shakat zarak vehella, load the echad, only have one, because either they will all consider one halacha of shkita, all apply under one din. Therefore, it should apply, the same halacha should apply, they should apply by all of them. Bein asay lo sase should apply one halacha. So whatever you do, any maisa you do on the karban, chas l'makom hamikdash should be considered helamaka, should be chayv al karkos, chayv on every single one. So why is there chayv on those, you only chayv one? And over here, you chayv on each, every one, each on a separate drasha, a separate maisa, you chayv on each one. So why do we single out each one to be a separate isser? By Shabbos, we don't consider that. And over here, by the Makom HaMikdash, we consider each one separately. So they also should be considered each one separately. And same thing by Shavuos, should be the same halacha should apply, that everything you do, sowing, digging, plowing, all should be a separate isser, a separate halacha. So Masav Ziva B'Shem Machir B'Rashi Kahana, Nota B'Shabbos Chai Mishum Zareya, explains, person plants a tree on Shabbos, Yechai Mishum Zareya. So all considered one malacha. You did all malachas to one halacha. You're chayv mishum one halacha. A person goes ahead and there's a zaymer, you plant, you prune it, it's like you planted. So may if both of them are considered like you planted, and you don't have behelam achas, you shall be chayv only one. You shall be chayv only one isser, because a chayv behelam achas, all of them on the same malacha, the same av malacha, should be chayv only one. Yet the halacha over here, we say we don't say that. We say not the zemar. B'shvius, if you went again, you planted and you pruned on Shabbos and on Shvius, the halacha is a daita de kahana, contra of kahana, chayv shtayim, mechayv two, two separate, one for each separate iser. A daita of zayir and a chayv and a chayv only one, because of zayir says all considered one din. It's all one. It's all nicer. The planting is like pruning; it's not considered zeroing. If that's so, then a halacha would be. Then how could you say it's only the chayv one a quarter of zera, but a quarter of zera chayv only one? Why do we say that? Therefore, that we consider the same halacha applies to plowing on shvi. It should be yisur plowing. It should be considered all halamakas, and the same halacha applies. So a quarter of zera. Why does he argue of kahana? Why is there one? It should be considered the chayv halakas viyakas like of kahana. What's the machlokas? So kluma of zera elamam. Didn't Rav Zoma say by pruning is like planting? Or did he say that noita planting is like pruning, which would be opposite of kahana? In other words, which one did he say? How did he say it? Did he say that zomer is kenoita, or did he say noita is kezomer? So that would be an afkamina whether there's a machlokes between zomer and kahana or not. So if Rav Zeira doesn't argue with that and he agrees that the same halacha applies, then it should be the same din of plowing, then it should be only considered zerakas. Then why does Rav Zeira say you only chayv one? It should be like kahana, you chayv kalakas v'yakas. So the chor, what's the difference between kahana and Rav Zeira? Why should be the halacha? What's the pshat in Rav Zeira? Something's wrong with Rav Zeira, the understanding of Rav Zeira. I call you because everything should be included in Zeraya. If you won't include in Zeraya, then why does the Torah give a separate halacha that that a person sows or prunes on Shvi as Yechayev separate? Why does the Torah single it out? It should be considered one. It's such as Mira, Lach Malatzma. Unless you tell me, Lachara, that Zmira is separated different. The Torah says the halacha of planting and Zemar and pruning only to single out the Chomer Dikah then that it's a separate Isser. Masha ain't gain plowing. And plowing will be different. So Lachara uproot and undoes the whole halacha that we said there. Zera includes plowing as a separate Isser. The Chavad Torah is only telling you two, not two, including all the ones, but if I care, two dafka, these two, single them out, are the ones that are chayiv. The other ones are not chayiv. So, Meshe Yotzes, Mir Lach Belatzma, or Atmish Potem Shem Zareya. Then you wish to Patem Zareya, therefore Patem Zareya, Zareya is Patem Zareya. So the Torah is telling you, Dafka, these two are considered Aser. Mashek and these two, and nothing else. And you want to go ahead and add the other ones, all should be included in Zareya? Where do we get it from? So the Mar said, "L'chayra havi lo shnaya. L'chayra, there's no nafkamina. Ben al dati kahana, ben al dati Rav Zeira, chayv shtayim, chayv on two separate isur lavin. Each one's a separate isur lav. And so too over here, you chayv taka for a separate isur lav. And back there for the halacha of Rav Zeira, the way we understood Rav Zeira to begin with, would come out that each one's a separate isur mina Torah, a separate lav." And therefore, it would be separate Yisur Lav. So, too, we can learn out from there. Two separate Yisurim to include, therefore, Harisha would be included as well in the same halacha. It would be included in, including all of them applies. As they said yesterday's daf, we included all of them. It's not that they're the same, all considered in the one family, and one Yisur, then it wouldn't be considered a separate Yisur. It should be done all Chayav Kelamakas. But the fact that we consider all of them a separate Yisur, we consider them separate maisiyos, separate maisiyos, yechayev shtayim on each one. There's no nafkamina to nafkahana and Rav Zeira. Both of them say the same halacha, and they're no machlokas in that, and therefore we understand the original machlokas. Rav Zeira includes everything that should be considered two separate malachas. The Torah singles them out to tell you that other ones are included, therefore, in the same halacha applies them as well. The Isser of Isser Shavias would apply to plowing, would be considered Isser as well.